This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Maryland and Florida. Terps take on the Gators tonight, 7:30. Pregame coverage at 6:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. And let's preview tonight's matchup. Chris Harry, he covers the Gators for FloridaGators.com and joins us now. And Chris, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Florida, the one seed in this region, and some say the best team in this tournament right now, or maybe arguably playing the best basketball. So for people around here who haven't watched them a whole lot, what makes Florida so good?
Well, obviously it starts with the trio of senior guards, Walter Clayton Jr., Will Richard on the wing, and Elijah Martin, the transfer from Florida Atlantic, where he was part of a mid-major program that did some remarkable things, one of the best Cinderella stories of NCAA tournament history a couple years ago. But also the fact that these guys, they navigated the toughest college basketball league of the last 20 years pretty impressively, and going 14-4, finishing second. They won the SEC tournament in dominant fashion, I think all three games by double figures. And, you know, you knocked out the champion last week. So that was going to be a tough out. It didn't really matter that they were an 8 seed. You guys probably watched some of that game. Mm-hmm. UConn didn't play like an 8 seed. You know, UConn didn't go into that thing thinking it was an 8 seed. So they're here. They deserve that 1 seed for the way they played in the Southeastern Conference. The teams that they beat Auburn on the road, one of the best wins in college basketball this season. But I absolutely think they're going to have their hands full tonight. Maryland is an outstanding team, as good a starting five as there is in the country. Should be a pretty good game.
Well, Chris, let's go back to that UConn game, because you can pretty much pencil Florida for 80 points every single game. They were held slightly under that total. You saw more turnovers than we're accustomed to seeing with Florida. What kept Florida off their game against the Huskies?
I'll tell you what, I think there was some luck involved also. I mean, there wasn't anything going Florida's way for, you know, 90% of that game. And, you know, you mentioned the turnovers. Florida turned it over 8 times in the first half, and UConn didn't score 1 point off any of those turnovers. UConn missed 21 three-pointers, and there were some wide-open ones. What happened, and if you look at what UConn does, the Dan Hurley, we can have a conversation about him if we want to. He is a hell of a coach, and they run some very sophisticated actions in the offensive half court. And, you know, they they beat Florida in a lot of ways in that way. So I don't know that Maryland does that. I think Maryland plays a lot closer to what Florida does, wants to play the game faster. I think they kind of try to set up dilemmas for defenses and then let guys go make plays. That's kind of what the Gators like to do. So I don't know how this matchup is going to shake out, but I think it's a little more of an even matchup in terms of style of play between the two teams.
As you think about this game and as you prepared for this game, how much do you think all of this bizarre stuff going on around the University of Maryland athletic programs right now, no AD, a coach who's got, you know, nine fingers and nine toes out the door, who aired all their public laundry on the way out, a bunch of kids who, let's face it, pretty much have no future at the University of Maryland beyond this game, if it's their last game, does any of that factor in to the equation for you tonight?
You know, to be honest with you, I was listening to a radio show up there earlier this morning, and I was surprised. I mean, the way it started coming in waves, I read some stories in the Washington Post, and then I heard the fans calling in, and you know, I don't get a sense of it out here. Mm-hmm. I'm here on site with the University of Maryland, okay? And, you know, he kind of played it off a little bit in the press conferences. The players, you know, I just think these guys compartmentalize mm-hmm. pretty well, and they don't get as jacked up about stuff like that as the fans do. Could it be a distraction? Absolutely. But I'm not behind those walls. I don't know what these guys are thinking. But I'm telling you, when the ball is tossed, are they really, really thinking about that? I know it's a bad look from the fan standpoint, what they're seeing. But I don't know how much it's going to matter today on game day. It could move really fast and furiously if Maryland doesn't advance, obviously. But if they do, they got to deal with it again for 48 more hours with a chance to go to the Final Four. I think it's worth the pain, whatever if there even is in it.
That's right? Going to be fun theater. We're talking to Chris Harry. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Maryland, not a deep team. It seems like Florida is a deep team. Could depth be a factor in this one?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Florida, one of Florida's main things that they want to do, try to get the game going as fast as possible. They are in the half court offensively. They're gonna want to work Derek Queen through as many ball screens as possible. And the way Florida plays, it's gonna be different than I think a lot of what Maryland has seen this season. And yes, they can send wave of players in, especially in the front court. I know there's two guys up front, Queen and Reese are outstanding players. Both of them average better than 9 rebounds. The Gators have a lot of respect for those guys. But Florida has 4 dudes, man, who come off who can really interchange each other and do some things. I think Queen can get an advantage on, let's say, it's Alex Condon or Thomas Houck physically. But those guys are in great shape. The Maryland guys playing, you know, 5 guys that play 82% of the minutes since conference started. I think Florida is closer to around 70%, maybe even below that.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But they'll want to get the game going up and down and see if they can create some mismatches that way and maybe create space and get some of three-pointers off for some of these guards that can really shoot it.
Walter Clayton Jr., he can really shoot it, and he was big for Florida down the stretch against UConn. He's their leading scorer on the season. Just talk to us about Clayton's season.
Well, I'll give you just – let's talk about his postseason. In the 6 games, the 5 games, 2 NCAA and the 3 SEC tournament games, 21.6 points. He's 47.8 from the floor. He's 51 from three-point. He's actually shooting better from the three-point line than he is from the two-point area, and 88% from the free-throw line. He's the straw that stirs the drink, obviously. The sexy storyline here for the – locals, you know, people were calling him the college version of Stephen Curry. They were saying that on the CBS broadcast last week and what have you. But obviously he's not scoring 50 and 60 points in a game. But the guy gets his shot off whenever he wants to. You guys probably saw what he did down the stretch against UConn. A game, like I said, there was really nothing going their way. Walter Clayton kind of took the game over in the last, I think he scored 12 points in the last 8 minutes. Had just two monumental three-pointers, both of them well-guarded. He'll do that. He's got logo range against Auburn. He hit five with his heels on the Auburn logo in that game. So he's unafraid to fail. And he is, you know, you look at it right now, he may be the sexiest player left in the NCAA tournament besides perhaps Cooper Flagg. But he's really an interesting story because, you know, no one recruited him in the state of Florida, and here he is back for his senior year. He's, believe it or not, this is a stat, he's the first-team All-American in University of Florida basketball history. You think of those Billy Donovan teams, they never had one. And Walter Clayton's the very first one.
So what gives you the most pause about this game? Like, what you had to rank your two or three biggest concerns on, you know, how things could get a little off the rails for a Gators team that's around a seven-point favorite?
Yeah, I would think the if Maryland can get those shooters, those guys over 40%, yeah. What is it, their backcourt, it's 43, 40, and 37. Yep. If they get open looks like UConn got, that can be a problem because all of a sudden you're the one seed and you've given up seven or eight threes in the first half, and now you got a whole arena against you because, you know, you're the favorite. Yep. That concerns me. The ball security concerns me a little bit. But Walter Clayton is not a pure point guard. He's a very good combo guard. Yeah, he made a few uncharacteristic turnovers last week, but so did several other players on the team. But like I said, when you make eight in a half and the other team doesn't score off any of them, I think that's lucky. So if I'm Maryland, you know, maybe you're devising some stuff to kind of force Walter Clayton. You're going to blitz him, force him to make some passes, get in the passing lane, see if there's any steals like that. I know Maryland's an elite defense, sixth in the country, KenPom. So that would be something, if I'm from Maryland's side, I would be looking into for sure.
Okay, Chris, Harry, before we let you go, I assume you think Florida's advancing. Is it close game? How do you see this one?
Yeah, I think it's a game that's decided in the last after the under media timeout. I'd be surprised if it was any kind of a lopsided affair. I know Florida has won 25 games this season by double figures. I don't think this one will be. If it does get that way and it's a little weird, maybe there is some legitimacy to the point you brought up about what's going on behind the scenes with Maryland, but I don't really think that's going to. I think Maryland's really, really good, and it's going to be a good game here.
Chris Harry, FloridaGators.com is where you can find him. Chris, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the game.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI, looks like the Oriole game's in a delay in a dome, so that's bizarre. But it's what 3:07 was supposed to be first pitch. Alas, T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, floor is yours.
Maybe Bob was on to something about
Haney knows, man.
Start.
Haney knows. Tony Tater's getting his silver slugger.
Nice.
It's been a while, but I had to unfortunately get a new washer and dryer. But when But when I was downstairs, I noticed when I was moving the old one out.
Bone simulator?
The bone simulator.
And cobwebs on it.
I thought, you know what?
I thought it went the way of bone overdrive. I didn't even know it was still alive.
Let's run these couple of games in March and the month of April for the Orioles through the simulator. We're going to play the outcomes next.